Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Samaches, and we just started Simon Chaf Aleph, and we were introduced to the concept of Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin. So this is a wide-ranging Klal. For example, if a person has Tefillin Shel Rosh are considered more Kodesh than Tefillin Shel Yad, because they have the Shem Hashem etched into the bias itself. They have the Shin of Hashem's name etched directly into the bias. So the Tefillin Shel Rosh are considered more Kodesh than Tefillin Shel Yad. So a person has a Tefillin Shel Yad, which he wants to convert into a Tefillin Shel Rosh. So assuming that he can find a way to change the surah of the bias, the form of the bias, to have the compartments properly for Tefillin Shel Rosh, he's allowed to do so. But a person can't do the following. A person cannot take a Tefillin Shel Rosh and cover it over with a layer of leather to make it into one bias and negate the compartments of it, so now it's one bias, like a Tefillin Shel Yad is supposed to be. He can't do that because it's Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin, and you're being merited from Kedushas Tefillin Shel Rosh down to Tefillin Shel Yad. The order we put on Talos and then Tefillin, and the reason the order we put on Talos before Tefillin is because Malam Mekadosh, it's proper to go from a lower level of Kedusha to a higher level of Kedusha. So we start first with the Talos, which is not the same level of Kedusha as the Tefillin, and then we put on the Tefillin, which is a higher level of Kedusha. Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin. The Gemara uses this concept to tell us the halacha that a Kohen Gadol had a Kohen Gadol in a situation where he wasn't able to be Ovid as a Kohen Gadol. We replace him with a second Kohen Gadol. We have a reserve Kohen Gadol who steps in and takes over the job of the Kohen Gadol. Now, when the first Kohen Gadol is able to go back to his original position, so the second one is left, they cannot be Ovid anymore. He cannot continue to be Ovid as a Kohen Gadol, because that would cause rivalry between the two Kohanim Gadolim. You would have the first Kohen Gadol, and now we have another Kohen Gadol who's being Ovid as a Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, he cannot be Ovid as a Kohen Hedid, because Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin, once he's been raised up to the Madrega to do Avodah as a Kohen Gadol, we can no longer reduce him down into the level of just acting with the Avodah like a Kohen Hedid. So a Kohen Hedid wears four special Begadim, the Begadim Kahuna. A Kohen Gadol wears eight Begadim, so he cannot wear the four Begadim of the Kohen Hedid and do the Avodah as such. He cannot wear the eight Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and do the Avodah as such. So he's left and he cannot do the Avodah anymore. Because Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin. The Gemara says that this concept of Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin even tells me the way we treat the mitzvahs. So the lechem upon him, when they're brought in to be put into the heichal, there was a table there which they were placed on. The table was either made out of a shayish or it's made out of silver, it's made out of a marble or made out of silver. But the table that they were taken off of once they were on the shulchan was a table of gold. Because once they've been put on the shulchan in the heichal, which is made out of gold, you cannot put them down into a level of a silver table. So even though the silver table is not really a direct part of the mitzvah, what table it's placed upon, we're just taking it off to put it somewhere before we apportion it amongst the kohanim. The kohanim should eat the lechem upon him. So it's just really just a holding table. But the idea that you should take something which had been zeichah to be on the shulchan in the heichal, which was on a gold table, and lower it down to a silver table, would be inappropriate because Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin. So we see this concept applies in many different areas. Some people are makbid that the tzitzis that they wear, they should always wear, make sure that the bagged, the tzitzis in the front are in the front and the ones in the back are in the back. You shouldn't flip it around. You should put some type of a indicator that the front and back, because you find that the luchos that the krushim, which were used in the Mishkan, the krushim, which were used in the area of the Kodesh Kodashim, can't be switched to be used somewhere else, because you Malam Mekadosh Vilamaridin, it's not fair to those krushim, which had been zeichah to be in the Kodesh HaKodashim, to be now to be demoted, as it were, to be used just in the Kodesh. So the tzitzis which were zeichah to be in the front should not be moved to the back. One of the reasons why we have on our talus, we have something on the top to indicate what the top and the bottom is for this reason. It indicates what is the top one at the bottom, because Malam Mekadosh Lemeridin. So these are some examples of the concept of Melam HaKadosh Lemeridin. We will see, as the Chayyadim continues, he has applications of this regards to what you're allowed to use the Shulchan, the Oren Kodesh, etc. What items you're allowed to use it for. We have a concept of Melam HaKadosh Lemeridin. So we will clarify that as we go along. Meanwhile, have a good